This is a podcast from Patriots.com.
Dude, check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
Wow. And all this time, I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Friday, May 16th, 2008. No Lori Baranski, as has become quite the trend on these Patriots.com roster report podcasts. We don't have a lot to talk about this week, you know, because the roster isn't really affected by Spygate, Matt Walsh, Arlen Specter, the Boston Herald, all those things. And that's pretty much what everybody in the sports world is talking about, crossing over into political boundaries and war and gas prices and heating oil.
We're
going to
break
here.
Down the running back depth chart.
We're going to look at running back, and we're going to look at Paul's favorite new wide receiver on the New England Patriots, as reported by the Boston Globe's Mike Reese. Robert Ortiz, Paul, 6'1", 188 pounds. San Diego State product, so maybe he's got a little preseason. We'll see that bond with Kevin O'Connell as they hook up. Talk about his game.
Andy, once again, for the fourth week in a row, you've come to me, and I have nothing for you, my friend. I'm sorry.
He's a first-year player. Spent a little time with the Seahawks at some point, long enough for the NFL.com to have a little picture of a Seahawks logo next to him on their bio, but has done nothing in the league. The only real, as I said, tie-in or note would be Kevin O'Connell must know him, and maybe they can hook up in the
preseason.
He even
spent time in the CFL. You know, he hasn't really been an NFL player.
Don't take this the wrong way, Bob. I'll call him Bob because he probably likes Bob Ortiz. You're a camp body. Let's move on. Running back situation you bring up, Paul. First, we had the Kevin Jones reports that he was, you know, interest from the Patriots working him out. Now there's reports out of Miami in a blog from the Palm Beach Post citing an NFL source saying that Sam Congato is going to work out here in New England for the Patriots and meet with the team. We've talked a little bit about this in the past. The depth at running back where you have Lawrence Maroney as your starter, you have Kevin Faulk as your third down back, you have Heath Evans as your, whatever Heath Evans is, jack of all trades. Seems like the piece here that's most interesting is Sammy Morris, who we projected would be healthy and back in his backup role. Everybody was excited about his five games last year. Do we read into these workouts, interest of Kevin Jones and Sam Congato? Do we read anything in tying into Sammy Morris?
I think you'd have to. You know, I did talk to Sammy during. I want to say it was in between the Jacksonville and San Diego games of the playoffs, and he certainly expressed a lot of optimism to be ready in time for training camp. He said he had already begun doing some light lifting. He had finally gotten to the point where he could lift his kids and play with his kids and do some of that stuff. But he did say that it was a strange injury that the NFL didn't really have a lot of experience with. It was a separated a sternum clavicle separation.
Right.
So the NFL didn't have a lot of experience dealing with that specific injury. Maybe there's been some complications in the rehab process here, and the Patriots are simply trying to, you know, gather some insurance. I think Kevin Jones, obviously, is a lot higher level of insurance than Sam Congato,
who was good for a couple of years ago.
But don't you guys feel like that there must be something with Sammy Morris to lead to this all this running back interest?
With the way this team works, I don't necessarily read into it. There might be something wrong. It's just unknown.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
The fact that it is such a rare injury and it is unknown. Let's cover our butt in case he is slow to return or in case he's on PUP. Tom, I know you love Kevin Jones. Do you think there's any chance that he is suited to backup role, maybe Kevin Faulk, change of pace, or is he a guy that is a superstar and can't work in that role?
No, I think he's actually better in that role. If you look at what he did at Virginia Tech, he was at his best when he was backing up Lee Suggs there.
Who you also loved. Where's he now?
Oh, I love Lee Suggs. I didn't love Kevin Jones.
Is he still in the league?
I don't think so. Injury problems. But I think Kevin Jones is better as a backup because I don't think he's a 20-25 carry guy. But I think you give him a few carries a game with his game-breaking ability, catching passes out of the backfield. He's a very good receiver, which I think is his biggest positive. The only thing I would say is I'm wondering how healthy he is.
Mm-hmm.
Because guys like that, I mean, even though he hasn't had a great NFL career, he had some value. And teams don't really seem to be knocking down his door to sign him. So
well,
I'm wondering about how healthy he is.
Coming off an ACL, right? And that would be my other question on the other end, sort of how we've addressed the Sean Alexander talk. I think some team is going to still view Kevin Jones as a possibility as a, well, it didn't work in Detroit, but a lot of things don't work in Detroit. We bring him in here. He might be a guy we can develop into an every down franchise
well, that's
type
why I'm
bat.
Surprised he hasn't been signed yet, because when you have a guy, not too many guys with that kind of talent
right.
are available this late in the process.
And that would lend me to believe that he, like Sammy Morris, is a medical question mark heading
sure.
into training camp in the season.
Sure.
Who knows? Maybe you end up, you sign Kevin Jones and they both on PUP to start the year. I mean, that's what this could be. But we know the Patriots, if they see a name, particularly a name of a guy they liked in the draft, a guy they were going to draft had the Detroit Lions not selected him. When they see a guy like that on the open market, the least they can do is bring him in, talk to him, work him out, see if he's still the guy they liked 4 years ago.
Yeah, you might be right. It might be two totally different situations. Kevin Jones might be – they really like Kevin Jones, and they're inquiring about how – because he's had some serious injuries two
right.
years in a row.
Right.
They're seeing where he is in terms of that process and the road back. And then with Gatto, maybe he's strictly an insurance kind of guy, and we shouldn't read into necessarily the fact that they're both running backs. Could be two totally different situations.
But the good news is running back is Lawrence Maroney's healthy. He's a Celtics fan. He's at every game. He loves it. He has good seats at the end of the bench, except when Jay-Z, a real star, is in town. Then Lawrence Maroney's booted.
I hope he's not going to any of the road games.
He's not. He's only at the home. Maybe he's the good luck charm. I mean, look at Lawrence Maroney's record of late. He's with the Patriots all the time. They win most games, except when they go on the road to the Super Bowl. Celtics win at home. Lawrence Maroney, Lou?
You all right?
Is the good luck charm, but that's all we got this week. Sam Congato, exciting news. Bob Ortiz, exciting news. And Terrell Suggs, no, Lee Suggs, who Tom Casale loved more than any running back in the history of the game, is working at Quickie Lube somewhere. That's going to wrap up another Patriots.com roster report. Another one of these without the podcast manager here at Patriots.com, Lori Baranski. She's on vacation somewhere enjoying May. And the boys at PFW, Tom Casale, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart are here working hard and signing off.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com. Call me Storm for the Skrilla. Don't get it twisted with another night celebrity. You better be scared of me in my city. I'm a killer.